I think that, like, Andy has built up such a persona, a beloved persona by the Bravo fans, that I don't know what he could do that would make Bravo fans turn on him. Even if they decided, okay, we got to deal with this, whatever, these rumors are substantiated and this is inappropriate behavior and we can't support that. Andy, you're no longer the executive. We're taking away your show for 6 months. We're giving it to a sub, you know, host or whatever for it, and like go through with it, right? Let's say that man in 6 months would be able to waltz right back into the building and have like not lose a single fan. Not like I just don't see a world. The man has gained such popularity. I'm trying to think what it would take for him to do, for him to actually lose the faith of America.
Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist.
We're two Bravo-holics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is gone with the wind fabulous.
I'm Bree.
And I'm LP.
And this is Boy Meets Bravo.
Swap exchange, like a white elephant sort of thing?
Definitely white. That's a fact.
You don't see many black people or people of color carrying around a horse turvis.
They're like 3D.
That's nuts.
It is a multicultural horse cup.
Multicultural.
You've horse got
turvis tumblers. At least are nice. Those are nice cups.
Yeah, it's a good cup.
It is a good nice cup. It keeps my drinks cold. Sometimes it keeps my drinks hot.
This has horses on it.
I drink out a lot during meetings because it's a big cup, so it's a nice cup to keep on my desk. And I wonder how many times, like in a meeting, I'm taking a sip from the horse cup, and someone's like,
"Damn, what? She white."
No fucks on her cup.
That's funny. Yeah, you're definitely getting judged. I'll tell you that.
It holds, I believe we've got 32 ounces in this bad boy.
I think it is a 32 ouncer.
It's essential for hydration.
Episode 79.
Horse cups.
Horse cups.
Brought to you by weird horse cups from the dollar store. Yeah.
This is not a dollar store.
No, somebody bought that off Etsy. Somebody spent some money on that shit.
It's a turvis tumbler.
We got to post a picture of that.
It is a turvis tumbler.
We have to post it. We got to post a pic.
It's not just horses. It's like aggressively galloping horses.
Yeah, like majestic Mustangs.
Yeah, very muscular horses, in fact.
That's somebody took that on January 6th with them.
That's a fact.
Whoa, I drink out of this every day.
I know, you're taking its power back.
I'm taking freedom. It's literally if Ken had a cup, Ken from the Barbie movie had a cup, it would be this.
I thought she was going to say it's her N-word cup. Taking the power back.
Oh, God.
You thought I was going to say that? Okay.
No. Making democracy cool again.
Yeah, we got to take the red, white, and blue back.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, here for another episode.
Yeah. How are you doing, Desmond?
Drugged up.
Why?
Yeah, what happened? What happened to you?
Well... How about we just take a listen from a clip from last episode? I'm a women's basketball fan now. So much so that it inspired me. I'm playing ball again.
I know. The past like 2 weekends, he's been on the court.
Wow.
I haven't played basketball in over like 2 years.
Women's basketball inspired you to get back on the court?
Now, me and my homegirl, Lexi, we go out to the court every Saturday. That Saturday, I tore my fucking Achilles. So, yeah, I'm here drugged up. I'm in the cast.
Post-surgery, because literally all he tore it on a Saturday. The following Friday, he was on an operating table.
Yeah. First time getting surgery. Mm-hmm. First time getting cut. Very scary. Mm-hmm. I'm alive.
You are.
I made it through.
He did.
Will you be back to ball again?
Doctor said maybe.
Okay.
I mean... For what this cost, you better be going to the NBA.
Crazy, right?
Don't you have like a special doctor, like a sports doctor? Oh,
yeah. So my surgeon is the same surgeon for Atlanta United, the soccer team here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Dr. Kimberly.
Go, Dr. Kimberly, go. We appreciate your good work.
Yeah, let me get a discount now.
for your next Achilles surgery.
But honestly, we're playing basketball on Saturday, and I was going up for a rebound, and I heard a pop, and I legit felt like I got shot. I just fell straight to the floor.
When I asked you how it felt, you go, well, first of all, after I realized I was not, in fact, shot, I was like.
Yeah, legit. I legit thought there's an active shooter on the court. The pain was there immediately, and I couldn't walk. I was like, damn, somebody had to shoot me. But once I got over that, I knew exactly what happened.
It's hearing that pop is, ugh.
Yeah.
It sounds miserable.
I'll never forget it.
Literally heard it tear.
Yeah. It was a complete tear from the bottom to the top. So they had to go in, take the top tendon, take the bottom tendon, and sew them together.
I don't even know where to go from there. Honestly, that makes my stomach hurt.
It was gross. Like, when I got home, I said, Bree, feel it. So she was pushing.
No! What?
I want her to feel it.
It felt squishy.
Ew!
Like, it's like every hard. I know, everybody who's listening, like, lean over and feel your heel right now. And it's tough, you know? Like, it's literally taut. And he was like, feel this. And it just felt like putty.
Felt like fat.
Yeah. Ooh, so crazy. And we were both like, oh.
Yeah. So it happened on Saturday. I just wanted to walk it off, hopefully.
Yeah, because that's how you walk off Achilles tendon tears.
Yeah, so I eventually went to urgent care on Sunday. They didn't do shit. They were like, hey, do you have Amazon?
Order a boot.
Yeah, order this boot.
That's how they said. They didn't tell you to go to a specialist. They just
They referred me to a specialist.
Oh, okay.
But they're like, yeah, there's nothing we could do here. Just order this boot, go to the specialist. I went to the specialist on Tuesday.
You can't even give you the boot. You got to order it, wait for 48 hours, and then you get it.
Boot was 40 fucking bucks. What's the point of insurance? But, I went to the specialist on Tuesday. He was like, yeah, man, either you can have surgery and you can play basketball again, or we can just put it in a cast and you probably, you know, can't do anything sports related because you might tear it again. So it was either that or get surgery. And as nervous as I was to do it, I went through with surgery. So
probably a good idea.
Yes.
You're a young man.
Yeah, that's what he was saying, but he doesn't know, like, the way I abuse my body. He was like, yeah, man, you're going to be fine. You're young. I'm like, dude, you have no fucking idea.
I act like a 57-year-old. I may look like a 35-year-old.
My metabolic age is like 40-something.
He does check that on the scale.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's been my week. Oh, we went to the zoo on Sunday for Carter's birthday.
The day after he did it. It was Carter. We were celebrating Carter's birthday.
How did you walk around the zoo?
He did not. We got a wheelchair at the zoo.
Yeah.
Oh, my nephew wheeled him around. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a question. Will this inhibit your ability to be on Vanderpump Villa?
I don't know. It seems like they want me, though. Randomly, I got an email from the casting production of that show. I'm like, hey, we noticed you applied for another show. You should probably apply to this one, too. Keep in mind, I haven't applied to be on a TV show since The Real World, and that was back in college. So
you never did apply? You never applied for another show?
No. Real World, that's been it. So I went on there.
So they are seeking you out.
Lisa knows me. Come on now.
Lisa knows me.
She wants me.
They want you in the villa.
Yeah, so who knows? I might apply. They sent me an email. Hey, I'm check out these positions.
I'm going to apply for you. Yes, because you will have intentions to apply. You will forget to apply.
Yeah, you're
and I'm
right.
going to apply for you.
So pull up the post. What positions were there again? I think there was like a barmaid.
A barmaid.
A consort.
That's definitely what it's called.
Lisa's consort.
Okay. So I do that. We are currently seeking unparalleled excellence coupled with television-ready charisma in the following roles.
Okay.
Mixologist. Executive chef, sous chef, line cook, housekeeper, event coordinator, event assistant, estate manager, butler, fine dining server, and party planner / decorator.
Okay, I'm a black man. I can never be a butler. I'm just going to throw that out there. Okay. That's just a little bit too much. I'm not serving white folks in a tuxedo. But estate manager? might be able to get me on that. Okay. I could do that.
Okay. And I told Desmond, I was like, listen, by the time they get back to you, you can become a mixologist. You could become unparalleled excellence as far as that goes.
You know what?
We got time.
I call out my girl. What's my home girl? Dacia. Teach me how to make some drinks.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yep. See me on the next Vanderpump show.
How on earth did they find you?
I have no idea. It was random.
That is very...
Like, you don't do any of those things professionally.
No. I was just checking my emails late at night last night. Like, whoa.
They were probably like, look at this cute black guy with the eyes. He could be something.
What if they like saw my my casting tape for The Real World back in like 2011?
You submitted a tape? Like a video?
I had to go up there and they I sat in a room with a whole bunch of people at Hooters.
Oh my god.
At Hooters? They were recruiting for Real World at Hooters?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Somewhere in Virginia. Maybe Richmond.
Okay. I was like, oh my god, were we at the same place? Because I also went
to a Hooters
casting for Real World. I don't think it was a Hooters. It was some restaurant in Montgomery because we were still in college.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, stay tuned, y'all, because after tonight, my bedtime activity will be to apply for Desmond for Vanderpump Villa.
Get Desmond into mixology school.
Exactly.
Look, I would hold Lisa's grapes while she ate them.
Okay.
Don't care.
Whatever's got to happen.
So what is the concept of Vanderpump Villa?
It's like Below Deck, but on land with Lisa Vanderpump in France.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. The chocolate's going to be a little aphrodisiac. She's going to be wanting a little... Okay, go ahead.
I've only watched an episode and a half, mostly because I forget that it's on, but people seem to like it.
They must love us in France.
I know. And the first episode popped off at the end. So, I mean, I will pick it back up.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So it's a show that's on like right now.
It's on Hulu.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is even better because like several shows drop at once.
I'll do it. I'll take one for a team.
Yeah. Yep. What's been going on with you, LP?
I went to the doctor for the first time today in like 5 years.
Proud of you.
I know. I've had insurance this whole time. It's just all of a sudden decided I'd utilize it.
I told Desmond that after this surgery, he can do anything he wants for the rest of the year, health insurance wise, because he's met his deductible.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like whatever you feel.
Full body scans, yeah. Left and right.
Yeah, just because.
Yeah.
I'd like an MRI today. Why? I feel fine. Just would like a nap, you know?
Mm-hmm. I got prescribed Adderall again.
Thank God.
I know.
Oh, the crowd loves that. They are going crazy.
I think Bree has been wanting that for about the last decade.
Listen, I know and love my friend, and she'll just be happier if her brain can, I don't know, do whatever Adderall does for people who truly have ADHD, you know?
It ping-pongs like a ping-pong ball around in my brain. Thoughts like all, it's so weird because like I'll have a thought and it's like a really great thought and I'm like, oh, I need to do this. And literally 2 seconds later, I cannot remember.
It's gone.
It's gone. It literally speeds through my brain. Yeah. And then, you know, maybe 48 hours later, I'll remember it again. And if I don't do something in that instant about that, then it's gone.
There are so many people who abuse that whole system. LP is somebody who truly needs it. Like, there's people who truly just need that. I'm so proud of you.
I found my way back.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I don't like it. I don't like stimulants per se. And, but I think it's better for me and the world around me.
And the world around
me. I think it's better for me and the world around me. I think it's better for the people that I work with. It's probably better for my mother. It's probably better for you. I had a whole kind of thought planned out in my brain. If I had gone into the doctor and was like, hey, I have ADD, you know, diagnosed as a child, would like to get back on Adderall, haven't been on it in like a decade. And if he started to look at me with kind of like a questioning eye as to whether I was like fiending for something, trying to sell Adderall, I was going to be like, just here, let me call my mom. I'll call my mom.
You need a reference?
I swear to you, she will tell you that I need it too. So.
And you can always decide like, no, you know, not for me again or whatever. But
yeah. No, I think it's for me. It's been a while, but I do think it's for me.
I too think it is for you.
Watch our numbers just start going through the roof.
I know, right?
LP's going to be bringing it every episode.
Every episode. Like, imagine. God, I've become producer extraordinaire. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it changes your personality like that.
No. Because I met you when you were prescribed Adderall back in college.
Yeah, but I abused it then.
That's okay, fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
Like, I used it at will.
Yeah, that's why I was, like, slowly saying that, because I was like, I don't know, you feel the same.
I am the same person.
That's why we love her.
It's just chaotic up in that brain. Yeah. There are a lot of things. There's a lot of moving pieces up there all the time.
It happens.
So, yeah, that's my week. I'm super stoked.
Cool.
Back on drugs.
Look at that.
We're all on drugs today. Yeah. What about you, my consort?
Oh,
my consort.
How's your week been?
My
serving
week
me?
Has been fine. I'm happy to serve. I'm happy to serve.
She says that this week.
I know, next week. No, I don't know. I don't really have anything new. I'm just trying to, like, make sure Desmond doesn't fall down the stairs, because we have so many stairs in our house. And I don't know.
Mother's Day is coming up.
Mother's Day is coming up.
Is that why I keep getting all these ads?
Mm-hmm. Must be.
Damn, when is it?
May something.
Have you thought about getting a Kenya Moore hair care treatment?
Ooh. Oh.
For the mother in your life?
My mom's in Hawaii.
For the Ooh. Mother in your home?
I'm playing. Oh, man. You want a Kenya Moore hair blowout?
I might. Kenya Moore Hair Spa is open, and they've been advertising all these specials for Mother's Day. You can have a head spa treatment for, what did it say, like $129 or something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
Blow out for 45.
Yeah, Word? Which is great. And like a silk press for like 85.
Fuck it. Grab daddy's wallet.
Honestly, okay.
You got it.
Who got it? Yeah, I was actually surprised that the prices that they were advertising were not like super wild. That's pretty on brand, on trend for what things cost. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the head spa thing, because I still don't know what that is.
I don't know what a head spa situation is.
I saw a video on Instagram for it, and it looked fun. It looked like a wet head massage, which sounds dirtier than I initially thought as I began the sentence.
So where's her store at? Where's her brick and mortar?
It is like Norcrossy, like close to Buford Highway, I think, for all of our Atlanta listeners.
Out there with the Mexicanos.
Oh my.
I can't say that.
He's not wrong.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
There's lots of, okay.
I mean, there are lots of ethnicities and people. So let's politically correcticize this.
Thank you. Jeez.
Yes, there are many people with many backgrounds and creeds and colors and races and religions living all across Atlanta.
Now, if I would have said shout there with the niggas, it wouldn't have been no problem. But yeah, congrats to her. Maybe we should go.
Maybe we should.
Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, maybe.
Who do you think has the better hair care products, Kenya or Beyonce's new Secret?
Y'all, how do you pronounce this?
Checkered.
It's not that.
Are you sure
that.
It's not checkered?
We know it's not.
I thought it was Creed.
Creed?
Shit, I don't know.
Secret.
Okay.
You think it's that?
I have no idea. Okay. None. So Beyonce has some hair care products?
How have you not watched the 5-minute video of Beyonce doing her hair today?
Okay.
Most Americans have.
It's spelled C-E-C-R-E-D. There's a little accent over the E. I think it's sacred. Sacred?
Sacred.
Yeah.
I like LP's word.
Thank you.
A reconstructing treatment mask is $42. A deep conditioner is $38. The shampoo is $30, but the bottle's really pretty.
Okay.
Let me see. Oh, you're sacred.
Oh,
that video was
pretty.
A masterpiece.
I was mesmerized. Did you see watched the whole process.
Yeah.
Mesmerized.
Well, I'm going with Kenya because y'all know that's my girl.
I've never wanted to run my fingers through anyone's hair more after watching that video.
Yeah.
It made me feel a little bit creepy, you know? So like wanting to touch Beyonce's hair so badly, sitting there watching them like wash it and then brush it and then blow dry it and then straighten it. And I just was like, I want to touch it. Like I felt like such a creep at the end, just being like, let me touch her. You know?
I think that was a goal. That was
a
goal.
It is sacred, y'all.
Okay.
Sacred approach. Cause it says hair is sacred.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I highly recommend watching a video if you too want to feel creepy about touching Beyonce's
it's
hair.
It's like very satisfying.
It is very satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I It's black and white. It's very like cinematic. And all the while, it's just Beyonce getting her hair washed and pressed. But, you know, it's really impressive. It is.
Hmm. Yeah, you'll get something from other stuff, from all the store. Who knows what it is? You get your little song.
Did a good job last year.
Kenya Moore Care.
Yeah, we were like a month out from having Carter.
What'd I do?
You got me lots of stuff.
Oh, I did? Mm-hmm. Damn, I'm good.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're dead.
Well, you know, money's been tight this year.
He's hobbling. He can't get around.
Can't keep the expectations, the bar on the floor.
You know.
Don't get too excited.
Yeah, yeah.
2023 was a big year. 2024, maybe not so.
Relax. Yeah, so this episode's going to be a tiny bit different just because it's a Boy Meets Bravo news episode.
News update, Bravo, Bravo news update.
There has been a lot of just bombs dropped.
Coming to you live.
Yeah, and so we're gonna break all of those things down here shortly.
Some piping hot tea.
Oh, my. Oh.
Damn.
When we come back for tea time. Back, it's officially tea time. What are we sipping on? Oh god,
still sipping on them pipes, huh?
I'm sipping on lemon water
out of her MAGA cup.
It is not.
Oh, that's great.
It is a majestic galloping horse cup.
We'll put a link in our show notes.
Yeah, those are going to sell out quick. Thanks to this pod.
You're welcome, Tervis.
Yeah, I'm really waiting for the money to roll in.
So as promised, it is Boy Meets Bravo news night. There's a lot of things that have been appearing on the Daily Dish, on Instagram, on all the places.
Bravo news alert! Bravo news alert! Oh, God. One of them's gonna stick. I don't know which one, but like one of them's gonna stick.
Yeah,
that one feels like the better of the two so far.
So we'll just kind of go through, like, you know, franchise and kind of knock off some of these things. So today, actually, I think, or maybe yesterday, from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, we got some news about Mary M. Cosby, because we knew that she was coming back full time for, I don't know why. But have you heard about what is happening?
She called somebody's son something.
Yeah.
What happened?
She called Lisa Barlow. Allegedly, some production assistant or somebody said that she called Lisa Barlow's 12-year-old son the R word.
I forgot what the R word was when I first read it. This is how 2024 we are. I thought it was racist.
Oh. I thought it was Republican.
That actually was a problem on the Valley, because somebody was said that they were, somebody else was a Republican, and they got very upset about
that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's racist. I think it's another R word. Either way,
it's Republican either.
Or Republican. I don't love calling anybody's 12-year-old anything. But I also am not shocked or surprised.
Why is Mary M. Cosby have any sort of commentary?
She literally stayed in the bus and went to McDonald's during a film day.
That is saint work. I'm not shaming her for commandeering the production bus and going to McDonald's. She got a fish fillet. That's gross, and that I will throw shade at. However, the concept of taking it and hijacking it to go to McDonald's, I'm on board for.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what's blowing up our timelines today.
Is it really that big of a deal?
Yeah, I think it is, honestly. Yeah, I think that, like, I think the combination of the two things make it more of a big deal.
The child and the
child
R
portion
word?
And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would set things on fire if somebody called my kid anything, really.
Sure.
So yeah. And I think Mary M. Cosby actually posted and said something like, there's two sides to a story.
Mary M. Cosby, don't give a Yeah. Like, she operates on her own plane
yeah.
of existence. Her rules, the rules of society, are not the same rules in which Mary M. Cosby plays by. We should all stop pretending as if they are.
That's true. That's true. When you marry your step-grandfather, like any other societal norm or yeah. rule.
Yeah, you establish window. Your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. When you, what was it? Grandfather fucker?
Yeah, uncle fucker.
But it's her grandpa.
Same thing.
Yeah. I guess, you know, yeah, your mind, your view of the world is slightly warped.
Ugh. Yeah. So I assume that we're going to see that play out on Salt Lake because they're filming now, right?
They are. They just started filming? No, I thought it was RHOP that just started filming. Maybe both. God bless.
No, RHOP hasn't because they're still firing people.
Hmm.
So that's next.
RHOP.
Yeah.
On over to that one.
Well, somebody who's not coming back to Rahas Lake is Monica Garcia.
Oh, yeah, because she been knocked out.
Desmond does not like the rat, as he calls her.
Y'all see her fake way of trying to get back on the show again?
What was that?
Having a child?
Yeah. Y'all saw that?
She did announce that she was pregnant. A Nick Vile File exclusive. I'm so jealous of that man.
He is a Vile File exclusive every week, I swear. Who's his manager?
Yeah, apparently her baby daddy is, they've been dating for like a year. He's like 10 years younger than her. Good for you. I'm more concerned that she has so many children. Because as someone who just has one, this is her fifth, I think. Five.
Well, if she can afford it.
Well, yeah, sure. Sure.
Go for it.
I don't know. There are certain people that should continue to procreate and others that maybe are left in limited capacity in that regard.
Somebody on the Valley said that about Kristen.
Oi.
Yeah. Literally said, like, I hope you don't have a kid.
Whoa. Yeah. That's dark.
Yeah.
And mean.
Yeah.
Ow. That one hurt. Yeah. Especially I don't know why I felt comfortable saying it about somebody. But for whatever reason, when somebody says that to Kristen Doty, I'm like, oh, wow, that's below the belt.
Yeah, because she's actively trying to get pregnant with her boyfriend who doesn't live in the same town as her.
Well, and, questionable behavior.
But she also has made it so that it's like her against everybody on that cast, pretty much. Not everybody, but several people on the cast. And so something happened. The Valley is airing tonight while we record, so I'll watch it tomorrow. But something happens, and I don't know these people's names yet.
Michelle, please.
Okay. Is that her name, Michelle?
I don't know. Remember when he raises his hand to her because he's, you know, men are speaking?
Yeah. What's that man's name?
I don't know.
Y'all, I don't know. I've been watching because it's pretty good, and I'm, like, annoyed that it's good. But I don't know these people's names.
Michelle, please.
It must be Michelle then, because the husband is the one who did that.
Michelle and homie are divorcing. I can't remember homie's name.
Yeah,
but neither. Michelle and homie are in the midst, I believe, of a divorce.
How do you have a show about a group of married people when half the people are divorced before the first season of the show is over?
Sounds realistic to me. You know.
I mean,
sounds
like modern day America, baby. Well, yeah.
But what happens next?
On the next batch of divorces.
I guess. Brittany and Jax.
They start sleeping with each other's husbands.
Brittany is unfollowing Jax has unfollowed Jax on Instagram.
Yeah, she should.
Which feels very final to me.
I mean, I feel like it's probably just, I wouldn't want to see someone's face all the time if I was in the process of divorcing them. And they undoubtedly have a very active social media presence because they're on a show and like they have to promote that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. I mean, I guess you can mute them. There's plenty of, you know, different options there, but I also wouldn't want to have that be in my direct line of view all the time.
Jesse, that's the husband's name.
Michelle, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never seen this show. What's this? The Hills?
No.
The Valley. The Hills, the Valley, the Mountain, the Ocean. Which one is it?
You know, I'm over here just, you know.
The drugs are good.
They're getting to me, y'all. This pain has been
You were just incredible. Looking off into the distance a moment ago.
Yeah.
Just staring into the mid distance.
What else been going on? Crystal Minkoff is leaving Beverly Hills.
She is.
Do you think voluntarily or involuntarily?
Probably a little bit of both. Like, hey girl, you're a little boring. Let's see what we can do here. You know, free up some cap space.
So now her and Anne Marie can get on offline fights because no one wants to watch them on TV.
They've actually been fighting on Twitter.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn.
What did Anne Marie
called her a racist, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, called Crystal.
The R word, the other R word.
Ooh. Okay, what Crystal say about?
I don't know.
Bitch, I might be. No.
Hit her with the Gucci. I love that.
No, she didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah, no. I don't know what she... I think she just, you know, rebuffed it in any sort of way. But I don't really know the accusation that Anne Marie was, like, foisting on her, though.
I don't know. I truly do not.
Mm, well, good riddance. The only thing I knew her from was The Lion King.
Crystal Minkoff?
Yeah.
Because her husband was...
Oh, okay.
There's another Minkoff coming to Bravo.
Rebecca
Minkoff is joining Roni. Y'all, I'm not gonna lie, related? I didn't know who that was.
Are they related, obviously?
No.
Not obviously. No. Oh, okay.
Rebecca Minkoff is a fashion designer. I think she did like purses.
Okay. Yeah, there's been a lot of shakeup. So somebody new on Roni. That's
somebody
awesome.
Somebody new on Roni, but all of the original new cast is coming back.
Oh, even better. Yeah. Good. I like that cast. Mm-hmm.
Me too. So that was confirmed. They're filming now.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What else been going on?
Well, in Potomac, congrats to Candace.
She was a child.
Yeah.
Oh, round of applause.
Did you see the other day? She was, I guess, talking to another podcast or something. And she said she was scared of having light-skinned babies.
What?
As she procreates with a white man.
She said she's had to come to terms and has been fearful of the concept of having light-skinned babies. She said she wants brown babies.
I need more context.
I think that's literally the context.
I think that's literally the context in which she said.
Yeah.
And she said literally she's had to like wrap her mind around the concept that she was having children with a white man that she's been married to for quite a while. Like this was some sort of surprise to her that they might be potentially light skinned or it might even be white. Like there might be a white one amongst them. Who's to say genetics are a weird thing?
They could also be brown.
They could also be brown.
You also take that chance when you're black and you have a kid with somebody who's not.
If you wanted children that were dark chocolate brown, then you should have married a dark chocolate brown man. Like, I don't understand how this was like news to her.
Yeah, she got a lot of heat for that. Like, rightfully so, because that's stupid.
Because imagine flipping that, right? Like, right. Imagine if a white woman was saying that about her soon-to-be mixed children. Like, that would be very...
I never really wanted a little... darky,
yeah. Like I always envisioned myself having white children. I didn't really anticipate marrying this black man that I would have children.
I kind of think that Candace had to say, not had to say, but like she has spent several reunions calling Giselle and Robin out for their light skinned privilege. She called Giselle a white looking something at like, I think
white
last
passing,
year.
I believe. Or something.
And so I guess that kind of goes along with that. But like either way, girl. Bye.
You know, everyone's not comfortable in their own skin. Well, that's okay. You know, some people get over it. Some people die with that insecurity. So
now, okay. I guess if we're going to like flip the rhetoric in some ways and like maybe give her a dose of the benefit of the doubt. Like, I think to some degree, when you think about having children, you envision what they will, what attributes of yours that they might have. Right.
Yeah.
And you envision them looking like you in some sort of way. And like maybe having to wrap her head around the concept that by having mixed race children, there the likelihood that they might have specific features of hers maybe decreases, right? And like wrapping your head around that concept, okay, maybe I kind of get if like, because that's a natural part of having children is like the narcissistic part of your brain chimes on and wonders what will they get of mine? What sort of traits will they get of mine? But whether physical or personality traits or things like that, And so, like, maybe, like, I'm trying to find the benefit of the doubt here, but, like, maybe that's the perspective she was trying to take, was, like, I haven't yet wrapped my head around that these kids won't really, like, I don't really know what attributes they will have that are mine. But that's not what she said. She said, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around basically having mixed race children.
I don't know when she's due. I hope that she has a great and easy pregnancy. The kid's going to be cute because they're both good looking people. So, like, good luck. They're both
good looking. Yeah, just hope for a healthy baby.
Yeah, right?
Who cares? Baby's dark, white, pink. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't. She's not going to care when that baby comes.
My baby had a cone fucking head.
She did have a bit of a cone.
A bit?
Yeah.
She was a cone head.
It's not as bad as it could have been, from what I understand.
Well, her head is normal shape now, so yes, it's fine. But when she came out.
Yeah. Yeah. She was on her way out the canal and then decided to come out the roof instead.
Her head looked like a soft serve cone.
It was really, there's got to be a picture somewhere. Oh, my God.
I absolutely have a picture.
Yeah, that shit was long.
What else? More people have been struck from the R-Hop cast. NECA and Robin are out.
Robin has admitted to being fired, which Andy actually said on his show, I think his like radio show, that was refreshing to hear a housewife just be like, yeah, I was fired. Instead of, you know, how they spin it, like, I'm taking a break, they're taking a break, I'm pausing or whatever. She was like, no, like, production decided to not renew me.
Yeah, because everybody knows that. Like, she's boring.
Damn, so what's she going to do now?
I don't know, because Juan doesn't have a job.
He ain't coaching?
No. He got fired, remember?
Clapping them cheeks.
Oh, the scandal.
The scandal.
Damn. Yeah, what are they going to do?
I don't know. Actually, she did just open up a franchise of something.
Hats?
No. Mm. Something else. I forget what it is. They've started something new.
I hear a podcast in the works.
She has a podcast.
Oh,
She and Giselle have Reasonably Shady, remember?
Oh, yeah, they could do that. They could do that.
They are doing it.
Oh, yeah.
They are currently
shoot
doing
them an
it.
Email. Yeah. Give them an idea or two.
I got a name for y'all. Yeah.
So she's got her hats. She has the podcast. She has whatever this franchise is that's happening.
We wish her the best of luck.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
I like Robin.
So, yeah, NECA's out. Robin's out. Candace is gone.
Look who put the voodoo witch on who, NECA.
I don't know if Wendy's, actually, I don't see why she wouldn't come back, but I'm also like, we didn't see much. Well, this past season sucked.
It just didn't deliver.
Yeah.
This past season of R-Hop did not deliver. It was meh. I tuned in because I could not tune in, but I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't sitting there thriving on anything. No one's head was being bashed over a barrel. What was I doing with my time?
Yeah, literally the last episode was worth watching. That was when Mia and her husband were honest on camera about all the things that were happening.
Their open marriage.
Essentially.
Basically, he is, we talked about this the other week, cucking.
So did you watch the last part of the reunion?
Yes.
Okay. Where he said what his diagnosis was?
Does his penis not work?
No. That he is bipolar.
Oh, okay. So maybe I didn't see the
you
last
did
one.
Not. You did not. Yeah, he has bipolar. I don't know his exact thing. Oh.
Someone's questioning the diagnosis.
Last week when we recorded, I was with him. Like, you know, you have a little issue, let your wife fuck somebody else. But if it's just, you know, you're a little bipolar and you're letting your wife fuck somebody else, that's because you want to that point.
The cancer was there.
Oh, okay. Still the cancer part. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is just
extra. I thought it was just bipolar. Oof.
No. Which I guess explains a lot of his behavior. Like there was at one point where he literally like locked her in a room, took her phone, took all the money out of their account when she threatened to leave. Like, so there are these examples of like what they now see as like his manic episodes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that manic or does not want your girl to leave? Sounds like some shit I would do.
Oh,
baby, get your ass in this bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Lock her in the bathroom and take her phone.
You ain't going nowhere.
So I'm sure they'll be back. So maybe, I don't know. Who knows what will happen next season? We will tune in.
Well, he's been replaced by Ink.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ink. It feels weird. So what do you think Ink's real name is?
Hold on. There's a new housewife named Ink?
House husband.
Okay. Whose husband?
Mia's.
Oh, Ink.
It is not her husband.
Well, not house husband, but house lover.
Oh.
That's the guy that she was seeing with, what's his face's permission.
That's kind of a fire side nigga name.
Ink.
Yeah.
Do you think it's I-N-K or I-N-C?
I think it's
I-N. Are we Ink or are we incorporated?
Good question. I'd be with a K.
Would you? Yeah. I'd be with a C. I'm about that business.
Business.
I'm about that business.
I kind of like that. So, have they replaced any of these women yet in Potomac?
Not that Kiarna's we know. Coming.
I thought she was out, too. She's in?
No, she's in. Why would she be out?
I don't know. She got her head bashed in the last episode. Yeah, she earned a peach. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, seems like Bravo's going through a little shakeup.
I mean, we haven't even touched on the Andy drama.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about headline news. We buried the lead.
Oh, you know what? I found out that was fake news.
What?
All right, fill us in.
Yeah, so last week.
Fake news? This has been all over.
Yeah, so last week, I saw a random tweet. I guess it went viral about Andy potentially stepping down from Bravo amid all of this shit that's going on. But I looked it up before we started the pod just to make sure I have my facts straight. And he recently told, I think, Insider Weekly, or one of those publications, that that's the furthest thing from the truth. He's just going through contract negotiations right now. So he doesn't plan on taking a step back from anything.
Let's be really, really real. What does Bravo look like if Andy's not there? Because there hasn't been... Because, like, okay, for example, with, like, The Daily Show, they have, like guest hosts and stuff. So there's, like, some other faces, even though it's not all the time. There's nobody else that's the face of that network.
I mean, we were saying this on Saturday when I came over. Is like, I think that, like, Andy has built up such a persona, a beloved persona by the Bravo fans, that I don't know what he could do that would make Bravo fans turn on him. Even if they decided, okay, we got to deal with this. Whatever, these rumors are substantiated and this is inappropriate behavior and we can't support that. Andy, you're no longer the executive. We're taking away your show for 6 months. We're giving it to a sub, you know, host or whatever for it and, like, go through with it, right? Let's say that man in 6 months would be able to waltz right back into the building and have, like, not lose a single fan. Not like I just don't see a world. The man has gained such popularity. I'm trying to think what it would take for him to do, for him to actually lose the faith of America.
You know, I can second that. I remember it could have been last year or the year before where there's a story about how wild he was getting on the Y2K streams with Anderson Cooper every year, the New Year's Eve specials.
Y2K. And how.
The meds.
Codeine crazy, girl.
Why?
Where's the future? Why you gotta call me out?
Sorry, it took me a second to catch up with me.
But yeah, he still has that job. So I could see that.
That's true. They just let him, they took a year where they couldn't drink, but this year they were allowed to drink. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
You know, like I even try and think, like, even if he Kevin Spacey'd, like, is America turning against him then?
Oh, yeah.
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 Is he? Are
yeah.
we? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I could see still there being a world where he still has fans.
Oh, of course.
Sure, he'll have fans, but.
You can't be on TV touching kids. No. That shit ain't gonna happen.
Unless you're Dan Schneider, then you can make a career off of it.
There's that.
That, yeah.
There's that. Yeah. No, yeah, if Andy could just. And it's funny because, like, I was just about to say, if he could just stay forever. But, like, he's got to retire at some point. He's got little kids. He's, like, 50-something. I mean.
Oh, my God. Do you know that Colin the other day just saw him walking in the street? They had a full-blown conversation. I said, why did you not call me? Wow. He was walking a friend's dog, and Lucy wanted to reach out and pet the dog. Yeah, and they had a whole conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
He just casually brought this up the other night and said, how long ago did this happen? He said, a few days ago. I go, and why am I just hearing about this a few days later?
What kind of friend are you?
I thought I meant more to you than that.
Damn. Oh, we had you on the pub.
Get out of my house. Pretty much what I told him right then and there.
Wow.
Get out of my house.
Apparently, Andy is very cool, just like out on the street in New York.
He shows up at random people's parties. What was
it? That's very cool. They were having some sort of
Bravo watch party.
Yeah, and they like tagged him on Instagram or something, and he showed up at their house.
That's wild.
I would die. Like,
he is such an organic and true fan base that I'm trying to think of the things that would cause mutiny, and I don't know that there are many things that would really honestly cause a mutiny.
Yeah, a lot of people are throwing rocks right now, but it seems like none of them are sticking. Lisa, I mean, not Lisa. What's my girl's name?
Leah.
No, old girl. Skinny girl.
Oh, Bethany. Glanville?
Bethany. Glanville suing them. Lisa suing them. It seems like it really doesn't fucking matter, you know? Nothing's going to change. Public opinion's not going to change. Mm-mm. Oh, he offered me cocaine. Oh, what a bad guy.
Fuck. Oh, criminal. Wow. Oh, sounds like a good boss to me.
Sounds like a bonus.
Wow.
What else we got?
I don't know if we care because Miami was kind of meh, but this is actually kind of... So Alexia from Real Housewives of Miami... She is like the Cuban Barbie doll. That's what they call her. Her husband filed for divorce, like, and didn't tell her he was going to do that.
Okay. It seems like the way to do it.
Gotta hide the assets.
Yeah. You know? Smart man to me.
Yikes. Okay, that didn't hit very well. So, I don't think we really watch it like that.
I have one for you, Miami.
Okay.
Larsa. Back together with Jordan.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Rebound to the rebound.
Oh, well, she had to then, right? Alexia, she didn't want Alexia's divorce to be the center of the storyline next season.
Makes sense. I get it now.
So, of course.
We're back together.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
We're back together.
Okay. Okay, to kind of like wrap things up because we're old.
What?
Mm-mm-mm. Coachella was last weekend, and good for DJ James Kennedy. He DJ'd at Coachella.
Did you watch that performance?
No, what? I don't know how to watch Coachella.
Wait. Was that not the Alley? Was
you're that so of, old.
Was that of the Alley performance where Alley and he sang together? Oh my God. I thought that was the Coachella performance. I was like, literally looks like two children got thrust on stage at the Strawberry Festival.
No, so Allie just released some new music. Have you heard her new song?
No.
Yeah, it's called Girls Girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is DJ James Kennedy's woman?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah. She's the one who was inspired by Taylor Swift when she was younger to like become Taylor.
Okay, keep going.
And so, no, the video that I threw in the group chat was they were literally at like a children's festival or something.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, they were. And they were singing something, but then also DJ James Kennedy was rapping. And so it was like a friend. It was real weird and cringy.
We got to start somewhere, though.
Yeah. And good for him for like supporting her, right? He DJs Coachella, but he's not too big to... accompany his girlfriend on stage at a children's festival.
That's a good point.
He should have brought her on to Coachella.
See, now you're infringing. You're infringing. Come on. Yeah. This is my moneymaker, girl.
Yeah.
Work your way up.
He's also DJing at, is Stagecoach a thing? Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
He's DJing at that.
Mm.
He's big time. He's becoming big time.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He goes from Raychella to Coachella.
Tom Schwartz has a 22-year-old girlfriend.
Schwartz. Which one's that? The serial killer?
The serial killer.
Or the cheater?
I guess the other.
I guess the serial killer.
Remember his wife said you're a serial killer's wet dream?
Yes.
Him.
Yeah.
How old is he?
40. 40.
And he has a?
22.
Not too bad.
Okay.
I mean, it's bad. It's not. It's not the worst I've heard.
It's not the worst.
Yeah.
Sure. It's
you guys were watching a show about teachers abducting children the other day. So.
Oh, hold up. Rewind. Okay, so part of my rehab from this injury. Is the doctor told me I have to watch Lifetime movies on Hulu. Yes. So I've watched at least 5 or 6 Lifetime movies since my surgery on Friday. The girl trapped in the shelter. The girl trapped in the shed. The girl trapped in the bunker. Like, these shits were fire.
And are all based on a true story.
Yeah, a girl got kidnapped by her teacher. That's common.
Yeah.
Abducted by my father.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy, too. The girl in the basement, that was nuts.
All of those sounded nuts.
Yeah, so, Lifetime movies.
There was a fake abduction. You watched that one?
Oh, Sherry Panini, fake abduction. That shit was crazy.
Was her name also fake? Sherry Panini?
No, it's real. I've been, yeah.
Perini?
Panini.
Oh.
Sherry Panini.
I don't know if that's right. Panini?
Yeah. Like the sandwich?
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, keep going.
Life Sherry hot sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He's robbing the cradle. Speaking of sandwiches, something about her has an opening date.
Congrats, ladies. Open in 3 weeks.
Yeah, May 22nd.
All right. And whose sandwich shop is this?
Katie and Ariana. Ariana is booked good for and her. Busy.
Okay. Yeah.
People are giving Lala and Sheena a lot of shit online because their confessionals this season are very, like, a little haterish.
Towards
Ariana. But I don't know. Good for Ariana. Whatever.
Jealousy.
A little.
Mm, you should have profited off of you getting cheated on the way she did.
Right,
and then,
Lala?
And didn't she get cheated on by ugly dude?
Yes.
And how in the fuck you ain't profiting the way Ariana, like Sandoval, he's not no neck.
It's because of how she was cheated on. That's why it's happening.
No neck. No neck, Randall.
Yeah. Okay.
Bravo news alert. Bravo news alert.
Yeah, that was a lot of news. So that's kind of what's happening right now in the Bravo sphere. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get all that off our chest. It's like we've been going back and forth in the group chat all week about all this crazy shit.
So much to talk about.
Everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe next week we can play Everybody Knows. We'll see.
All right, fam. Thanks for listening. Catch you later.
Fam, fam, bam, bam.
What's happening?
I don't know. Make it stop. I can't.